Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the pop artist. The pop artist. Obviously, we know there are many different genres of music on the planet today, and one of the most common is pop music. There are pop artists that you can see all over the world on tour. And yes, my friends and neighbors, it accounts for over 20% of all record sales are pop albums. Well, in the spiritual life, it's important for us to be pop artists. Now, I don't mean the pop artists that you might be thinking in your head right now. Our pop is our acronym for today, which simply means the power of positivity. And God ordained for us to be positive. Remember, the Bible says in Psalms 144 and 15, happy is that people that is in such a case. Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should be positive at all times. The Bible also says, he that handles a matter wisely finds good, and whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. Yes, my friends, we can all be happy and positive all the time. Well, the POP acronym is multifaceted. Let's talk about all the components of how to become a true POP artist. The first pop is we have to be committed to pushing other people. Now, I don't mean that spirit, that physical push. I mean that emotional and spiritual push. We've got to push people, my friends and neighbors. You remember the Bible tells us in Galatians 6 and 1 that if a brother is overtaken in a fault, the spiritual ones have to restore that person in the spirit of meekness. Yes, my friends, we should push one another. Remember Colossians 3:16 says that we should teach and admonish one another in psalms and hymns and in spiritual songs, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. You know, if you go to the weight room or the gym, then you can see guys lifting on the bench press, and there'll be one guy with this heavy weight he's trying to lift, and there's another one standing over him. They call him the spotter, and he's encouraging the one to lift this weight, and as the person is pushing, the spotter is encouraging. And my friends and neighbors, I'd like to ask, who are you encouraging? Who are you motivating? Do you know someone who lacks confidence, who lacks faith, who lacks energy, who lacks enthusiasm? If you know them, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to take on the call of pushing that individual to greatness. We all need a push every now and then. It might be calling them for a quick prayer. It may be inviting them to church with you on Sunday. It might be having a one-on-one Bible study lesson with them. Whatever it may be, my friends, we have the power to push. Yes, my friends, the other component of being a great spiritual pop artist, the other pop is the priority of persistence. You see, saints of God, we don't stop, we don't quit, we don't give up, and we don't give in. Once we start, we finish. Once we set a goal, we're going to hit it. See, Jesus even spake a parable in Luke 18 and 1 that men ought to always pray and not faint. What does that mean, my friends? Always pray and never, ever give up. I thank God that he said it to us in 2 Timothy 2 and 3 that we should endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. My friends and neighbors, this Christian life is a marathon. It's not a sprint. If you go to a track meet, yes, it's fun to watch the 100-meter dash. It's fun to watch the relays. It's fun to watch the 200-meter, all the sprinters doing what they do, the pole vaulters, the shot puts, the discus, and the javelin. But the most grueling and rewarding of all the races is the marathon, a 26-mile journey that says all you've got to do is finish. And many people are rewarded just for finishing the marathon. My friends, how good are you at finishing what you started? Has God placed a vision on the inside of you? I challenge you to become a pop artist and exercise the persistence or the priority of persistence. Make persistence your priority. Don't quit on it. The Bible says he who has begun a good work in you will be able to perform it until the day of Christ. In Philippians, God started something in us and he can complete it. All we've got to do is keep on keeping on. The other aspect of a pop artist is pop artists believe in the perfection of patience. Yes, my friends, the perfection of patience. You know, this is simply the process of recognizing that God is going to manifest whatever he promised over time. The Bible says to us in James chapter 1 verse 2 that says, we should count it all joy when we fall into divers temptations, knowing that the trying of our faith works patience. And we're encouraged at that point to let patience have her perfect work. Why? That we may be perfect and complete, lacking in no area. My friends and neighbors, there is a perfection of patience that says you're not going to get discouraged just because you don't see the manifestation on Monday. You're going to be all right and continue to praise and rejoice and thank God, knowing that the manifestation is on the way. See, the Bible tells us that we should be patient. And yes, my friends and neighbors, if we are, then we receive that crown. That final component of a pop artist is we must protect our peace. Yes, that pop says protect our peace. We should not allow others to drown us with negativity. You see, in the pop artist world in Hollywood, if you want to be a pop artist, you go to LA because that's where all the pop artists are. That's where they hang out. And see, some people have made the big mistake of not spending time with pop artists, and they're spending time with stop artists. These are people who want you to stop everything that you're doing and put the things down that you believe and let go of the hopes and the dreams that God placed on the inside of you. My friends and neighbors, pop artists can't spend time with stop artists. Remember, the Bible says in Psalms 37:37, mark the perfect man, behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. And don't forget Isaiah 26:3, God will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him because we trust in him. Then we discover in 2 Corinthians 13:11 that the God of love and peace shall be with us. My friends and neighbors, we are pop artists. We can protect our peace. We can perfect our patience. We have the ability, my friends and neighbors, to place a priority on persistence, and we can push other people. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.